What's the essence of the Trust's objection to what Transport for London's proposing here?
Well, we're concerned about the safety of our patients primarily, though obviously all other users, including the people who visit the hospital, our staff, and the cyclists and road users here. Our concern is this is a particularly busy bus stop. There are four or five buses that stop here from all over South East London. I travel on one every day myself. I get off this bus stop, I see the volumes of people getting off here. And our sense is that a segregated floating bus stop is not going to be big enough or safe enough, particularly for people with low vision, for people with disability and so on. We're just worried about their safety, so we want them to think again.
But safer cycling is good for public health, good for casualty reduction. It seems to be some people will find it slightly strange to see a hospital potentially holding up a scheme that could make things safer for cyclists.
We're very committed to safer cycling. We want that because our A&Es and other people's have been, you know, see the impact of cycling accidents. So we certainly want to make things safer for cyclists. Our line is that it's irresponsible to replace one hazard with another. So, not least because we think that what's proposed could be dangerous for cyclists as well, which is why we've had cyclists supporting us this morning. We want, frankly, a win-win here. We want something which is safer for cyclists, and we want to be satisfied about the safety of our patients. And we think TfL should think again.
And do you have any suggestions for Transport for London about what an acceptable compromise might look like?
Well, I think it's very... we ought to be very thoughtful as lay people about coming forward with alternatives. That's really for them to do. But we're certainly willing to look at alternatives, and there are some which would... we would ask questions about that. I expect, because I hope TfL will engage with us, at the very least they will explain to us what they see as the alternatives. But so far we've seen no real analysis of any other alternatives, and that's one of the problems that we have.
And I know it's been pointed out that there's a similar floating bus stop arrangement outside the Royal London Hospital in Whitechapel, and there don't appear to have been any reports of particular casualty statistics or anything arising from that arrangement. I understand you've been to look at that bus stop. Yeah. What's your comment on that?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's comparable in terms of the volume of potential users of the hospital. There's really only one bus that stops at that bus stop, which is anything like the equivalent of the 159, the 453, the 12, the 159, all of which bring a lot of visitors here today. There's, I think, one equivalent bus really there. So there's nothing like the volume of users at that bus stop. I would only say that I went... It's not a... anything more than anecdotal, but I went there on a Saturday morning, probably not one of the busiest times, and saw two near misses in 45 minutes. So I wasn't reassured by my visit to that.
And the Trust made a formal complaint to Transport for London earlier on in the consultation process. You've then launched a petition, more than 1,000 people have signed that. Now you're taking the challenge to the courts. Tell us why and how you're doing that.
Well, the potential challenge through the course, I underline potential because obviously if TfL come up with a better solution then we would stop that immediately, is to say that we don't think the consultation was done properly. It didn't take adequate account of the concerns that we raised. We've seen no proper analysis of the risks to patients and other users of this bus stop, so we feel they've got to think again. And in a sense, judicial review or court action is a last resort to try and get them to do that. We hope it won't be necessary to see that through. We hope they'll, through our petition and other means like this display of support today, get them to think again and to look at alternatives, which we're sure must be there.
And some people would be uncomfortable with the idea of one public body fighting another in the courts. How would you justify that potential expenditure of NHS money on this dispute?
Well, if it were just a dispute, that would be a legitimate question. What we're trying to do is act on behalf not of some anonymous institution. We're acting on behalf of the patients and users of this hospital, a number of whom you can see here today. I have to say, that although I absolutely understand and sympathise with the concern of cyclists, and many of our staff use bikes to come to work, and we want to see safe cycling for them, the response we've had amongst the patients and users of this hospital, our Council of Governors, many local groups, has been overwhelmingly to share our concern about the proposals.